Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
In my predictions, I'm like, I don't know that I'm spotting the Bears over 20. And then I'm like, wait a second, how bad is their scoring offense relative to the rest of the league? They're 30th.
Yeah, only 32 teams in the league. So you'd right. like to be higher.
That is a goal.
That's some analysis.
We need you to score some more points.
That's
more.
The good stuff there.
Like, more we would prefer that. Yeah.
Higher. I want to go higher.
I want to go higher.
Dan Bernstein.
Tommy Lasorda used to come on the air. No matter what the interview was, he'd ask him a question about the Dodgers. First of all, Connie's Pizza. It's so good. I want to thank all the people at Connie's Pizza.
Layla Rahimi.
My free Blackhawks Stadium Series sweatshirt.
I can't believe they gave you that. It's a really nice hoodie. I did also tell you, I was like, wow, that looks like a shirt you actually paid for.
You did say that. I'm like,
and
nope.
And you're like, nope.
Of course not.
Dan has a stand on his hoodie.
Was that one free too?
Yes.
Why? That's a nice one.
Why are we all like this?
Yes, it was.
I said to him before the show, that looks like a shirt you paid money for.
Nope.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Why? Why are we like this?
What? I think it's our lot in life. This isn't free.
You paid for that shirt?
This is like $8 at Old Navy or something. I splurged on
$8?
Something like that.
Do we have a DJ Airhorn, Mike Rankin, for Dan paying for a shirt? I feel like that deserves something. Like big voice guy. Dan paid for a shirt today.
And the pants. These pants were ordered straight from Dick's.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some breaking news here on the Bernstein and Rahimi Show, presented by Commerce. Dan Bernstein has decided to pay for clothing, and he wore it all today, which makes me wonder, what are you doing after the show today?
However, let the record show, the shirt under the shirt I paid for, I didn't pay for, because that's part of like my Bank of America Chicago Marathon dry fit wardrobe. Where people would think that I ran the marathon, but no, I just got free clothes from Mitch's office over the last how many years.
Staying on brand, Dan has decided to go with a free shirt under the paid clothing, yep. But we still don't know what his zany Friday plans are after the show. Do you have somewhere to be? Is that what you're wearing, clothes you actually paid for today?
I actually don't. I have nowhere to be. I've nowhere to be and nothing, and I love every minute of it. So it's probably going to be a sit on the couch and after my workout and do a bunch of cryptic crosswords.
I have two lunch meetings. One will get coffee at the lunch, and one will get a salad at the other.
What, do you kick one person out? It's just like no. You have a secretary come in and say your time is up.
You know what? Actually, I got a buddy who's in town for the Rutgers game, and he's in New York radio, so we got to commiserate.
See who travels with Rutgers football?
Who doesn't?
Yikes. Wow.
This show is off to an awesome start.
Happy Friday as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is a Bears Friday, and not just any Bears Friday, a Bears-Packers Friday. So we will talk about that as we've had some personnel issues, it seems, for the Bears. Might be moving that line. Adam Hoge will join us at 10 to give us his thoughts. He's the Bears insider from NBC Sports Chicago. Lots of like weird White Sox things we have to reconcile. Some outward, some inward, some we may be projecting, but it just everything around the Sox has just sort of softened in an odd way.
Nope, I'm going to start reverse gaslighting people just like I did with the Bears. Bears fans, you deserve better, and Sox fans, so do you.
Matt Miller will be our guest at 11, after which Joe Ostrowski will tell us why some of these lines are moving how they are and maybe set up some of your wagertainment opportunities for the weekend. And also, even if you don't gamble, a lot of the way he and some of those guys look at sports help you understand why things happen in sports. That's how I look at a lot of this stuff, as helpful data.
And presidential history, thanks to Todd and Dwight.
Yes, and the fact that Joe Ostrowski looks exactly like Herbert Hoover, but that's not why you called. 312-644-6767 is the phone number here at Sports Radio 670, the score that we call the Score Listener Line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to send an email, you send it to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Your texting is found in the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the Odyssey app and you can stream the score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook if you want to throw up. And if you want to find another way to do that, you can go to the Twitch feed. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore.com. I just clicked on it, and there we are. And there you are, and there's the chat room that is moderated by Evan Thomas and Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell. So you can talk about stuff. You can do your own show on there as people seemingly like to do. It's always sort of a step ahead, and then it goes off in odd directions. And that's fine. So good. Feel free. Mike Rankin is handling production responsibilities today.
Breaking White Sox news. Even though it's early in the season, the White Sox have decided to part ways with manager Tony La Russa.
Whoa.
How long has that been in the can?
Is early in the season, yeah.
Is that the handiwork of the afternoon show?
It probably is, yeah.
Those troublemakers.
Well, I don't know.
That's Mitch being prepared
exactly
for everything.
I was about to say, that's what we do here. We're proactive. There's so many of these, just in case. You never know.
Do you ever overhear Mitch talking to Russ about promos?
It's the most, like, boss thing. He's like, I want it big. Like, have him say this really significant thing, and then Rick Camp in studio, and...
Right. Like, get me Russ. We have Russ here for you. Russ! I'm thinking big. What do you think is going to happen? We need Bears beat Packers. Aaron Rodgers injured. I need this imaging right now. Get that ready to go. Thank you.
It's very Mad Men.
Yeah, it's you picture him like with a tumbler full of bourbon and...
But with compassion and less alcohol.
Get me rewrite. Get me Russ right now. Russ, change of plans. Bears lose to Packers. Bears in crisis. I want imaging ready to go. Thank you. Get on that.
It's my fave.
Where's my lunch?
Hey, Mitch.
We do have a Bears-Packers tie, just in case.
Bears have tied the Packers. Will they make any adjustments?
It really, like, I remember hearing it for the first time, and I was just, like, giggling to myself, because I was like, this is a very, like, typical things you think happen at a radio station.
Or it's like J. Jonah Jameson, right? Like, Miss Brandt, get me pictures of that web-crawling spider-shooter guy.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I want him splashed on the front page.
What does a media exec do? Well, they call Russ Matera, and then they just tell you their visions, and then you go from there.
Russ, I'm thinking Bears beat Packers, Matt Nagy extended. We'll get right on that, boss. We got it.
Storyboard it.
And then they send a script to Big Voice Guy, if they want to employ Big Voice Guy. And then Big Voice Guy sits in his basement in his underpants, wherever he is. He's in, like, the island of Mauritania, or I don't know. Is that even an island? I don't know. But all the Big Voice guys have the greatest life in the world, and they never have to wear clothing. And then they have this little studio.
You just want to be naked? Please,
yeah, they
for
do.
The love of God,
No, that's a rule. If you're a professional Big Voice guy, you're naked all the time because you can be.
What? Hey, okay. If I didn't have to wear clothes, I would still wear clothes.
Mm. I don't know. Pandemic was awful fun in that regard.
Ew.
You didn't have to.
Maybe that's that whole me like growing up with a grandmother wearing a chador in the house thing. But
wearing
we're,
a
like,
what?
Chador, you know, like the, that's what the Persians call, you know, the traditional like cloak and like headscarf.
Oh, okay.
And whatnot.
I always knew it by the Arabic name.
Oh, well, the burqa?
Well, burqa's the full one.
Yeah, that's the fur one.
What's the, I mean, like the
oh, the hijab.
The hijab, yeah.
Yeah, the, but I thought
the burqa, the burqa covers everything.
Yeah, I thought that that was just the head covering.
I think the hijab is the head covering.
Yeah, but okay. So chador is like what we call everything. So I'm always like, nah, give me clothes. I need clothes. They hide things, keep it together, etc. And you're like, no, no clothes. Ew.
Well, I mean, like a bathrobe would be, I tried to be robe guy for a while and it didn't work.
Bathrobe's a reasonable like exchange. There was a dude who had a good bit going at the pool that I go to where he always had like a fedora and a bathrobe on and pulled it off.
Now that's cool. Fedora and robe guy?
Yeah, and he would hand out Aperol spritzes. It was,
what?
It was all pretty wonderful, actually.
Wait, what do you mean hand them out?
Like he had a like thermos jug of Aperol spritz.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was great.
Now
was,
that's
I had a pretty decent summer, frankly.
That's a genuinely cool neighbor.
He was awesome.
Guy in a robe and a fedora pouring Aperol spritzes for people apropos of nothing.
Yes, and his job is custom suits. The guy's a vibe.
Okay, that's real.
Mm-hmm. All of that is a thing.
That I mean, that's a step close to being the actual dude, like Jeff Lebowski in a White Russian, and you know, having something legit there.
He's pretty cool. Yes.
Did he go by a nickname, or was it like Steve?
Yeah, it was like Steve.
Okay, because it would be cooler if he had like a nom de guerre that informed his character.
You know, and he's like 6'5". Yeah, the whole thing was a vibe.
I bet. Hey, can Khalil Herbert catch?
We need him too.
I'm asking. Do we know? This is really important to me right now, and I don't know if he can or not. Like, can you get him in front of a jugs machine and just have him, like, try to catch? Or is this a Jordan Howard situation that we get ourselves into here?
Don't you like his chances if he's also asked to return stuff? That would mean that he probably can catch.
Probably. But catching that is different than catching a pass.
Very much
turning
so.
Your head to something and having to coordinate the feet and the hands and running and all that. I don't know. I like to think he can. But the bigger question is, can he pass protect? Because if you're the Packers, that's the first thing you do is test his ability to know who he's supposed to block. Because Damian Williams is going to be a little more responsible in both of those aspects. And also, is it 100% sure that Damian Williams is out? That he has, like, is he in some sort of testing protocol that theoretically could release him for eligibility, like, Saturday night?
Weren't they trying to figure that out with Biggsy, and Biggs didn't have a clear-cut answer?
I don't know. I would like to know if, in fact, it's still possible. I'm not counting on him at all, but it's a really important aspect of this game, which I still think is really winnable for the Bears. And what turbocharges the Bears' snapback narrative, if you get a win over the Packers. I mean, think about it. We're dancing in the streets.
The latest news on Williams regarding his availability is it was, quote, put in doubt, end quote. So there's got to be a reason he's not ruled officially out yet.
I don't think he is.
If he's asymptomatic and he's vaccinated, he would be able to return once he produces two negative tests 24 hours apart. If he's vaccinated and develops symptoms, he would be able to return once he produces two negative tests 24 hours apart and is asymptomatic for 48 hours. If he is unvaccinated, he would have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days.
And we don't know his vaccination status.
Correct.
But if he wasn't vaccinated, he would absolutely 100% be out. They would say so, right? Or can they not?
Well, that's, yeah. So this was written at 3:48 p.m. So that's the latest detail.
Okay.
So I'm, but it's there. That's the protocol.
I'm presuming he's out. I'm going to presume Artavis Pierce is promoted.
Or how does Ryan Nall fit into this?
I've been asking that for 4 years, however long he's been here.
Yes, we have.
The great enigma that has been Ryan Nall. Who are you and what do you do?
Hey,
breaking
man.
Bears news. Oh, the Bears make a trade for 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Keep it on the score for all the details on this blockbuster move by Ryan Pace.
Remember when that was the hope, was Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, could you imagine how the franchise would be different if they made that move?
Can you imagine what would happen if we didn't have Justin Fields to talk about? Who would you start then, Dan?
If they didn't have Justin Fields, who would I start?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what my options are. I don't know. But it wouldn't be as much fun, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I just blew your mind right now. Worst pace pick. Oh, gosh. I'd have to think about that.
Kevin White.
Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner on that one. I mean, come on. He's not hurt. Oh, yes, he is hurt, and he's bad, and he's never going to be good again.
Did
you pick him in the top 10? Yes, we did. Do you think he was good? Yes. Is he good? No.
No.
Was he competent? No.
No. Have you decided whether or not the Sox season was like 83 yet?
Kind of. Of course it was. You win a division, and then you lose in the playoffs to a team that's way better, and they pants you.
All right.
Very similar in that regard, yes.
So you spoke that into existence.
No, I was just kind of watching it happen as it happened. That you beat up on a lot of lesser foes until it's time to take on somebody better, and it's just kind of over. But now, it's apparently okay. That's just fine. Last year, not fine. This year, fine. What? Okay.
Breaking White Sox news. Tony La Russa decides to step down as White Sox manager. Keep it right here for all the details of this developing story.
Okay, that didn't happen. We got to make that clear. It didn't happen.
Did not happen.
No, these are just the things that... This guy makes money on this.
Breaking Bears news. In a shocking Chicago sports move, the Bears hire Theo Epstein as their new team president.
Can we start to like bad Photoshop these together via sound? Like, do the White Sox have decided to Mitch is coming
Russ,
back?
Mitch, I want you to prepare for Theo Epstein to be in charge of the Bears.
Way to go, Ryan Pace.
Way to go, Mayor Daley. Olympics are coming to Chicago.
My favorite is still, will they make any adjustments?
Will he make any adjustments at all?
That was the best one, Mitch, because he's just straight trolling at that point.
No, it's the anxiety of being behind, of not being, like, always feeling like, what am I missing? What could happen? We have to be ready in the moment to fire that thing. And Big Voice Guy is just like cashing checks. It's like he sends these MP3s and then just, you know, drives away in his, you know, BMW M6 and goes and eats lobster.
What adjustments will Matt Nagy make to his sputtering offense? Will he make any adjustments?
The answer was yes. Really?
It's still the best one. It's not even close.
His sputtering offense.
This is the Friday show. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. Also, is Allen Robinson hurt or not? What are we doing?
Dude, that injury, I said it to you 2 days ago. I was like, that injury report is dangerous.
Yeah, it's
looking.
Bad. It's bad. But Khalil Mack always plays.
Tanny just texted.
What?
Breaking news. Just got a text from Tanny. And it says, I did a Bulls draft Tommy Hotovy bump.
What?
Do we have it? Is this like the just bad Photoshop editing? Oh, my God.
When we come back, we need to hear from some principals on the Bears defense regarding the latest showdown with their nemesis, Aaron Rodgers. That's next on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Rodgers right to left, takes the snap, going to throw on the slant. It is caught for the touchdown at Devontae Adams.
He definitely runs the show, and you can see it being out there on the field, how he changes offense, how he changes routes, how he changes calls, and he really just dissects the defense and really sees what you're in. And once he understands what you're in, then he molds kind of the offense to beat what you're in. So, I mean, it's really just about changing up disguises, not giving them too much pre-snap indicators of what we're doing. So, I mean, it's really just about being able to mix it up and give good disguises. I want to follow the best receiver every game. So, I mean, he's the best receiver. So, I mean, of course, I'm looking forward to that matchup, and we'll see what happens.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Did we do any of the proppers, or did we just go off the rails?
No, we did.
I have no short-term memory anymore.
Radio will destroy your short-term memory.
And alcohol and the internet.
Okay, well, I was just saying radio, but full-time radio will destroy your short-term memory. But yes, we did indeed. That was Jalen Johnson, one of the many people in sports named Jalen. Pretty much every black guy's named Jalen and every white guy's named Tyler. And that is sports where we are right now.
What's up, Emma's and Mackenzie's?
Yeah, Tyler and Taylor and Jalen and Jalon and Jalen and
Madison
and something Quan. Daquan, Saquon, Roquan, Traquan. That's pretty much sports. I just gave you all of American sports. But assume anyone you meet is Jalen.
No, because then it would be inaccurate.
Or Tyler.
No. Still no.
Or Mike. Mike's pretty popular.
Mike is a very...
Just saying.
I feel like Mike is a popular name. I did laugh at all the names of, like, the trendy names that all ended in N for a while. Like, Madison and...
That's still going on. The Aiden, Jaden, Braden, Caden, Jalen. Yeah. And women's names ending in A. Maya, Emma, Ava,
Layla.
Eva. And the ending in A is a super popular thing that's still ongoing.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I think about it, a lot of my friends' first names end in A. Well, aren't I basic?
But yours actually has a deeper meaning. Yours in both Hebrew and Arabic translates to night.
Dark is night, like my soul.
There you have it.
Go Bears.
A memoir.
So I thought that Jalen Johnson quote was pretty interesting.
He's right.
I like where his head is at, but he wants to plan to face Devontae Adams, but Devontae Adams is not planned to face him. And that's what we heard from Gary Ellison yesterday. I think it's worth bringing back and listening to.
They move Devontae around a lot, and they do that to get the mismatches that they want with particular defense. I mean, sometimes he's in slot, he's in motion, he's on the outside, he's in the backfield. It's almost like, where's Waldo? And they get the defensive matchups that they want, and they try to exploit that, and then you know they're going to go to Devontae. So they're trying to get him on the weakest DB that they can. Even if you double him, he still seems to get open with the way Matt LaFleur is trying to disguise and using him.
It's interesting you bring that up, too, because his numbers varied big time in the last 2 weeks. You know, 200 yards receiving, you know, in the 60s the week before. So what do you expect out of this Chicago team when they've had a cornerback shuffle and Jalen Johnson is calling for him?
Well, I just don't see anybody stopping Devontae yet. I mean, the Packers just go to him too much. And the way they disguise him and move him around, I still think he'll be able to get open. I don't think it's 200 again, but most certainly I think he's going to get at least, 17 targets for sure. And then everybody else will get the rest. And people forget, though, Aaron Jones has been very good again this year. A.J. Dillon, our young running back who they drafted a couple years ago very high, is playing really well. And then you sprinkle in Robert Tonyan. I mean, and, you know, everybody talk about Aaron Rodgers, the bear killer, but to me, I think you got to go back and look at the slot receiver that we just brought back. I think that's more maybe the bear killer than anybody else.
Ouch. That's a little twist of the knife there from Gary Ellerson. He knows the touchdown that Randall Cobb scored. He knows the actual bear killing that went on then, and that's why that mention. But if they're going to move him around, then Jalen Johnson's going to have to wait his turn, and maybe they stay away from him because I don't know how flexible once the formation is determined. You can't switch a guy from one side of the field to the other, so we'll see how closely they try to mirror and follow if, in fact, that's what they want to do.
Well, and we've seen in the past, I'd say at least once a game, we've seen these busted coverages too. And we all know what Aaron Rodgers will do with a busted coverage.
There were two in the last game, one that allowed Darren Waller to get a long game, the other Henry Ruggs.
Yes, and that concerns me as well. Just as they're learning the new defense and as they're figuring out their coverages, we've seen those busted coverages occur. And I am pretty concerned about what Aaron Rodgers is going to do taking advantage of that. Now, do I think we're going to have a Danny Trevathan being asked to cover 90% of the field situation on Sunday? No.
That's trouble.
100%. That shouldn't be happening, ever.
When Trevathan is on the field, you play with his eyes. You make him come up and you throw it over his head. Or you make him drop back and you throw it underneath. And you hope that Trevathan is now at this stage more of a run-down linebacker, still able to attack gaps, still able to get guys on the ground. The guy in charge of the Bears' defense is Sean Desai. And frankly, he's having a hell of a year. But this is a test for him. It's been fun so far. They had a great game last week. They have been overachieving with largely the same personnel with which Chuck Pagano underachieved.
Withstood major injury concern.
They did. And now you've got a chance to really show that this defense is what you think it may be. Here's how he thinks they need to stop Rodgers.
The challenge is to try to just get him off a read, you know, and he's okay playing off a read, you know, because he's okay scrambling and extending plays, but at least you get him to the second or third one, and you buy some time for the rush and the coverage to work together. And so that's a challenge, and it's about mixing it up and giving him different looks that are honest or not honest. You know, whether you're disguised or not, it's just giving him different looks and giving him different pictures, and you just keep playing the game with him, and it's going to be a 60-plus minute battle for us to do that. You know, you got to mentally and physically strain in this game.
A large share of their offense right now is going to Devontae Adams, but it seems obvious, but no one's really been able to stop it. Why has it been so hard?
They're good players. And so when they're good players and you got a quarterback like that and a receiver like that, and the system allows them to create space for those guys. You know, even on all the run plays, you know, you got to defend those backs now, because they've got a good running game and those backs are really good. But on all their run plays, there's any moment where Aaron can get up and throw the ball. And everybody's blocking run and you're fitting the run. And all of a sudden, there's Devontae catching one in the flat, or there's Tonyan catching one in the flat, or whoever it is. You know, somebody's catching one on a fade ball on a run play. So, you know, they're attacking all levels of the field and all parts of the field and using your eyes against you. And so that's where we got to be really disciplined and patient and just kind of keep straining through the game.
That's what I was saying about Trevathan right there. That's exactly what he's saying about what can happen there. Mm-hmm. When he says get him off a read, let's go back to what he started there about get him off a read. So how do you do that? There's three components of that to get a quarterback off a read. One is have him not trust what he's seeing. That's when they talk about disguise coverages, whether it's man versus zone, whether it's a combination of zone with man principles, anything you want to talk about sort of philosophically of by the when he's pre-snap and post-snap, he's adjusting to something else. That's hard to do with him because he's seen it all. It's really hard to do. The other aspect of getting him off a read is rerouting the receiver with physicality at the line, jam him, punch him in the neck.
Bust some heads.
It's hard to do because really good receivers don't get jammed. Davante Adams, he knows how to be slippery. He knows how to give a quick feint that makes sure you don't get leverage. And if you miss and if you overcommit on that, you're burned. So, but it does matter if you can trust your corner to physically reroute.
We've seen in the past opposing offenses attack the combination of Kendall Vildor and Duke Shelley. Like, that's been established. So you can assume you're going to see that Sunday.
Yeah, watch on the... He will pick on a guy. He will know who's covering whom, and he will pick on a guy. The third aspect is cover. Even if you're in something he thinks you're in, and even if you're not able to get that rerouting jam at the line, flip your hips and stay with your guy. Do your job.
It also goes back to then the idea of making open field tackles and plays in space. And that's a concern.
Because we've had too many Bears trying to cause turnovers and or trying to half tackle with a shoulder. Yeah.
Eddie Jackson.
Yeah. And if you want to win this game, you're going to need some splash defensive plays. And chances are it's going to be on a third and long, and you've got to earn the right to get those chances with all of the mundane performance on first and second down. You've got to earn the right to cause these, to create these havoc-causing plays where he's dropping back and Khalil Mack's bearing down on him. That's not going to happen on third and two.
And given what we saw out of the Raiders game, I'm not sure how much we can take away after what we've discussed, but we got a guy for that coming up who did a bunch of film study who can help.
Adam Hoge is going to give us his thoughts on this matchup next. Bernstein and Rahimi, middays 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.